The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the owner finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of Christ. Blessed are those servants whom the owner finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. After my first visit to Hawaii back in 1983, and watching the flight from Los Angeles and seeing that vast expanse of Pacific Ocean, I became really curious about how those islands around the Pacific had been settled, had been inhabited by people, and how long they had been there and how they actually got there. Because when you think about it, there's a long distance between these islands. I found a book called We the Navigators, The Ancient Art of Land Finding in the Pacific, written by David Lewis, 1972. Highly recommend it, by the way. Because in it, he describes what happened and how they did it. Now imagine these 13th century Polynesians who decide to get in a boat and go. And they know where they're going, even though they have never seen the land. How do you do that? I was fascinated by this story. They set sail across seemingly empty seas without instruments. I wondered, where did they think they were going? And when they found an island, how did they know in advance that the land would be there? For generations, Polynesian families shared knowledge from generation to generation of navigation, ocean currents, and weather patterns. And they passed it on from parent to child, to child to child, from child to child. Sometimes the more curious Polynesian would go out and explore the waters, setting sail without fear. Their actions were confirming what had been known for hundreds of years. In other words, they knew where they were going before they got there. So, And by the way, in most of the cases, it was from seeing and watching the clouds, believe it or not. They came to understand that when a long cloud stayed in one place at one time, it was often because it was staying over land. They figured this out. So they built boats, took supplies, gathered families, and set out. Not with proof of the existence of land, but with the assurance that their long-held perspectives were true. It came from seeing the place in their minds before they even got there. Faith is like that. It's setting sail to an unseen land, journeying to an unknown future, trusting in the lessons that we've been taught for hundreds of years, and seeing the place we are going before we get there. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In the letter to the Hebrews, the author confirms what we have heard and learned for generations, that we are inheritors of God's vision for us, that we know how to read the signs and the portents. He promises to us the kingdom. Now, this kingdom is not a kingdom of personal or political power. It's not a kingdom just for Americans, and it is surely not a kingdom that promises wealth and success for those who give more money to their church. It is not even the aspiration for life after death or about being perfect people. That's not the vision God has for you. In God's kingdom, aging women bear children. The poor share in the wealth of the community. The hungry are fed, and no one is unloved. The vision of God is planted in our minds. Don't we all dream of a world without all the stresses and pressures of life? A world without political divisions, polarizing partisanship, wars and killings. Isn't that a dream we all have? This is what it is. And this is what we must see in our minds, even before we get there. A place separate from those things. After we see the signs of faith, we set sail. We practice belief. It's not just thinking or dreaming about God. It is taking all the steps to reach God's vision. We must, in other words, put our boat in the water and paddle out towards the unfamiliar future. Then we can claim belief in God, who gets into the boat with us. Faith, as confirmed by Jesus in the gospel today, is to set our belief in the visions and to do everything we can to help others get there. And we'll discover that in by helping them, we get there too. So, for what are you dreaming? What stops you from pursuing those dreams with all that you have? Is it fear? Fear of failure? Fear of pain? Fear of risk? Allow me to tell you a secret of life. There is no living without risk. If risk causes you fear, know that it did the same for Jesus as he broke through the cultural walls built around lepers and around 5,000 hungry people, and to touch the dead body of his friend Lazarus. Jesus overcame fear by trusting in the presence and the power of love. He knew he was always in the hands of God, and he trusted. Jesus shows us that when love is greater than fear, our dreams, God's dreams, can be achieved. Do not be afraid, little flock. It gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. What is that kingdom? Do you see it even before we get there? It is a kingdom of plenty and a kingdom of sharing resources across borders and beyond demographics. It's a kingdom of great diversity and a kingdom of common identity. It is a kingdom of science and study and a kingdom of mystery and of the unknowable. This is the kingdom where the gospel of Christ guides and feeds us, where community helps us get into the boat, helps us determine which direction we must sail, and what instruments we'll need to take along. So, the gospel asks, are you ready to cast your eyes to the horizon? Trust that God is ready to go with you. Catch the sight of the clouds that beckon you. Build the boat. Take only what is necessary for the journey. Set sail and paddle hard. See the place prepared for all God's people, even if it seems far off and even beyond what we can see on the horizon. In the name of love, amen.